Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yuma Daf Hey. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Talal Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina. What is ma'akev by miluim? And one said kol hakasav b'hen ma'akev b'hen, and one said davar ma'akev l'doris ma'akev b'hen. She'ein ma'akev l'doris ein ma'akev b'hen. One of them said that anything that it says by miluim is ma'akev, and the other one said that only things that are ma'akev l'doris are ma'akev by miluim. Something which is not ma'akev l'doris is not ma'akev by miluim as well. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Aleph says, how do I know? What's the makar for the things that are ma'akev by miluim? My time of demand the Amar Kol Kasav Behen ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna Amar Krav Asisa La Aharon Ulevanov Kacha Kacha Ikuvahu. It says Kacha, and Kacha is a ma'akev. The Gemara continues Tainach, turning to Amud Beis Kol Milsa Dichsiva Bahayin Yarna. Only things that it says, Rashi explains in the parash of the Tzava of Miluim, where in parash of the Tzava, that's where it says Kacha, those things, it makes sense that they're Ma'akiv. But things which don't say in parash of the Tzava by the Tzava, rather they're only written in the Asiya, in the parash of the Asiya, in parash of Tzav, those things, how do you know that they're Ma'akiv? Rashi says, what are those things that don't say in parash of Tetzav do say in Parshas Tzav. Rashi says Dibur Hamasal de Leksiv. But Parshas Miluim Bezei Adavar Shatasev Goymer Leksiv Shayiten Elachoshen Urim V'Tumim Kishal Bishan. It doesn't say in Parshas Tetzav that you should put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen when you're putting on the Choshen. Avol Parshas Tzav Esaharin Shenemra Shom Asiyas Hamiluim. There it says Ksiv Vayiten Olav Esachoshen Vayiten Elachoshen Esaurim V'Satumim. So Rashi says when the Gemara says that there's something which says in Parshas Tzav and not in Parshas Tetzav, it's talking about the Urim V'Tumim. Now, there's a machlokes, Rambam and Ravid and Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not there was an Urim V'Tumim b'chlal and b'yasheni. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, V'af Urim V'Tumim shayu b'yasheni loy hoyu mishim v'ruach HaKodesh, meaning they wouldn't ask it, they wouldn't answer in Ruach HaKodesh, v'hoyu nish'alin b'hen, they wouldn't ask it either. The only purpose that the Urim V'Tumim served in by Yesheni was as a hashlama to the Ches Begadim the Kohen Gadol. He had to wear the Chesh, and the Chesh needed the Urim V'Tumim. Therefore, he needed the Urim V'Tumim and was only used as a way to have a complete Ches Begadim. And Tosfos holds the same way in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph. However, Rashi Altar Parashat Tzave says that in by Yesheni there was no Urim V'Tumim. And the Ravid, on the Ram we just quoted, says there was no Urim V'Tumim. Aye, what's with Chisor Begadim? He says that there's no Chisor Begadim in something which is not needed. So since the Urim V'Tumim was not around, if it's not around, it's not part of the Ches Begadim, and therefore not having the Urim V'Tumim is not going to be a Chisor in Shmoina Begadim. Now, if you look in the Aviezri of Rav Shach, he asks on the Rambam from our Gemara. This Gemara L'Chair is a riot to Rashi, Ala Torah, and the Ravid. Because the Gemara asks, L'man, the Omar Kola Kasa Behen Ma'akev Behen, who learns out from Kacha, the Gemara says, that's only good for something which it says, B'hayin Yana, meaning, Parshas Tzav, during the Asiya, Aval Milsa, the Loik Siva B'hayin Yana, the Gemara says, Minol, and Rashi says, it's the Urim V'Tumim, which doesn't say in Parshas Tzav, only in Parshas Tzav. And the question is, that according to the Rambam, that I need to have an Urim V'Tumim by Yesheni, meaning the Urim V'Tumim is ma'akiv in the Shmaina Begadim, so this is not something which is a dinim miluim, this is something which is ma'akiv l'doris. What does it have to do with Al Gemara? Al Gemara is looking for something which is only by miluim, not ma'akiv l'doris, and we're saying that we don't have the makar for its ikuv written in Parshas Tetzav. We only have written in Parshas Tzav. According to the Ravid and Rashi that says that Urim V'Tumim is not something that was ma'akev l'doris, they didn't have it in Bayesheni. So the Gemara is asking a very good question. This is something which is ma'akev and miluim. And the Gemara is saying, what's the makar that it's ma'akev and miluim? The kacha that we're using for ikuv is not in the place where it says, where it talks about the Urim V'Tumim. So it's a very good question. But according to the Rambam, what's pshat in this Gemara? So Rav Shach says that he asked this question to Reb Velvel Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav told him that according to the Rambam, the sugya is not a sugya of Urim V'Tumim. The Gemara is not discussing Urim V'Tumim. Rather, the Gemara is discussing Prisha Shiva. Prisha Shiva is something which is not ma'akev l'doris, and it only says it in Parshas Tzav, not in Parshas Tetzaveh. And that's the Gemara's question. Most of the I know from Kacha, but something which is not written in Bahayin Yana, Prisha Shiva, Minalon, what's the Makar? And what's the reason why Rashi did not want to say that the sugya is a sugya of Prisha Shiva? Rather, Rashi wanted to say the sugya is a sugya of Urim V'tumim. Rashach explains as follows. He says that Prisha Shiva is an avodah miyuchedes. It's an avodah which is specific to miluim. Anything that's specific to miluim, if it says to do it in the asiyah, then it's certainly part of the tzava. Da'afka urim v'tumim, which is not a din miluim, rather it's a din b'chlal in Bigdei Kahuna. Bigdei Kahuna needs to have urim v'tumim. That the Gemara is asking. That milta d'chsiva b'hayin yana, it says kacha, things that it says in Parshas Tetzaveh. But something which is not written in Parshas Tetzaveh, but only written in Nasiyah, Parshas Tzav, that the Gemara is saying, we need a makar to say that even though it's not ma'akev oderis, Rashi l'shitasei, Rashi ala Torah, and Rashi over here, new madaf hayam adbeis, that is something which we need to have a makar to say that it's ma'akev by milurim. Shach also goes to explain why Rashi didn't want to learn the Gemara like the Rambam that's talking about Prisha Shiva. Have a wonderful day.